What's up, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What's good? What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
What up? What up? Charles or Chuck?
What's going on? You got Matt or Has. And actually, for the first time in a long time, I'm very happy to say we have a guest on the podcast. Very happy to say we're joined here by our good friend, TK Breezy. TK, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up? It's Terrence or TK. Anyway.
Ooh. Oh,
let's go.
I see how y'all do the intro. It's pretty nice.
I was not ready for that. You killed that. Nice job. We are all, well, four of us are hot coming back from Genesis, getting ready to do an episode here of Tweak Talks. Marcus, obviously, in spectator mode this weekend. And we're all happy to catch up, talk about Genesis this weekend and everything else going on in the world of Smash. Reminder, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/TweakTalks. Check it out. We'll be talking with TK behind the scenes stuff. At Genesis and a little bit more. So you want to hear more about Genesis, a little more. We're going to be able to cover everything in this episode. We can't sit here for 4 hours. So a little more behind the scenes action. Check that out. Hit us with a subby. Gavin does stream and he is on Metafy as well. Make sure you check him out on those. Get some coaching from him. One of the best in the world, of course, to do it in Smash. And yeah, let's jump into it. Easy way to start is, how was your Genesis? Marcus.
Yeah, I mean, watching it was chill. I barely watched any Friday. I think I watched like some of doubles. The first day of Genesis is like tournaments like that, they're so hard to watch. Like it's like nothing going on. So that was cool. And I knew I was gonna have to lock in on Saturday. Because Saturday is such a long day, like for the players, the commentators, me at home, I could do it. I could tune in and out every now and then, but y'all be locked in all day. It's like a 15-hour day, it seems like. But it was a good watch. There were a lot of upsets. I didn't like sit there and stare at the screen the whole time. So I would like go do something with my wife and come back and be like, wait, what in the world happened? Like these people lost, or like go do something with my son and come back and be like, wait, huh? Like this bracket is making zero sense. So there were a lot of upsets, but at the same time, not a lot of upsets. Like the people who were supposed to make top eight outside of a few still ended up making top eight. So it was like just a roundabout way of doing it. It did suck that Leo wasn't there. Like that was really hard for me as a spectator, because in the back of my mind, the whole time I was just wondering like how he would show up, because we don't get a lot of tournaments like Genesis. I feel like it's really just Genesis Smash Con, and Kagaribi's kind of entering that territory. That's like the super internationals. I feel like they should have their own tier, by the way. Whole nother topic. But yeah, it was a good watch. It was a good watch. Rivals was great. Plup is the GOAT. HBox was in tears. Had me in tears. That joke was hilarious. But shout outs to him for hey, bro. I mean, that's huge respect. Him staying on the ground for that long. Really working for that win. And the win was at Genesis, so it's not like it was an easy one. So, yeah, how was y'all? I guess I have to pass it to somebody. Chuck, how are you doing at Genesis, bro?
Genesis was fun. I had a good time. I think the obviously the worst part of the experience is going into the air, flying over this thing called the Pacific Ocean. Obviously, there's a lot of airplane stuff going on right now, so that definitely kind of sucked. But other than that, it was really fun just being able to catch up with everyone. I think for me right now in my life, I'm just in Hawaii doing a lot of work, so on paper, I shouldn't go to Genesis, but it's something really special to me. So I go to Genesis regardless if I have the time or resources for it. So I just, it just sucks when I get back home and it's like, oh, actually, so you're already behind in work. And then now you're 5 more days behind on work. And then I just have to work more. The equation usually ends up with me working more, but it doesn't matter because it's just such a fun event, right? So I got to see all the homies, and also I actually think the bracket was really fun. I had a great time. I mean, we're 6 or 7 years into the metagame, so I feel like a lot of players or spectators might feel like it's getting stale, but I had a wonderful time, and I think the strongest region showed up and they showed up the results. And I think to me that's the most important part about Genesis. I do follow individual players, but a big theme for me when I think of Genesis is what country wins. And I think whichever player wins Genesis is like a huge, I don't know, it's a huge accomplishment for your own region and your own Smash scene. So I think it's really sick that Japan showed out and they were very dominant and they showed that. And I definitely like, it's very inspiring for me to see it, but at the same time, I love watching America win. So definitely a little salty, but I know the American players are going to bounce back and I'm really excited for it. So these are the types of tournaments that feel like they have such strong storylines because there's so much on the line. So it just, they have this aura or this feeling around it. So, and then the actual, I mean, just hanging out with friends, right? I think for me is just, I get to see a lot of old school friends, just like even a bunch of West Coast homies, like a lot of NorCal, Vegas, SoCal. Those are probably the communities I'm closest to for a local Smash community. So I get to see a lot of that at Genesis and just a bunch of friends that I've been hanging out and working with for a long time. So overall, amazing Genesis, and I can't wait for next year. Another topic I think we could talk about later is I'm so curious if this is going to be the last Ultimate for Genesis, the last Ultimate bracket. I mean, if we do get a deluxe, maybe this is the last Ultimate Genesis. It would kind of suck having this tournament, not knowing it was the last one. But obviously, there will probably be like a last Ultimate Major when we get more information. But yeah, just something to think about. I think we'll probably have one more. If I had to bet money on it, we'll probably have another Ultimate Genesis, like one last one. But yeah, how are you doing, Hazzy?
No, I'm passing it to TK. He's the guest. TK, how's your Genesis?
Instant. Wait, we can do that?
Hey. Didn't see that coming. My Genesis is great. Deflected. TK, how was yours?
Dang. First scene.
It was cool, man. I feel like I feel like weirdly enough, there was like a different air around this Genesis than I'm used to. But I don't know if it was actually the Genesis or it was just that like I've been to 9 Genesis in a row now. So I think at that point in time, like, you know, things start to feel a little different, but for the most part, I had a great time. I mean, I got to commentate some of the other games too. I did some Tekken there. I didn't do Street Fighter this year, but second game after, because last year I did Granblue, but I was like playing Granblue pretty heavy last year. I'm playing Street Fighter a lot now. I went to Guild House. I actually played a lot of casuals. That was nice. And then the top 8, you know, we were talking about a little bit before this, you know, we started, but for what it's worth, it is a pretty good top 8. I think, you know, there's probably, if I could have rerolled maybe like a Cola in there, or even a Beast Bone Paul or something, I probably would have done that. But other, you know, from what we got, you know, seeing the storylines, everyone probably expecting Espargo Sonic's Grand Finals, both of them placed 17th. Now we have a new champion, Zamba doing well, all that good stuff. I think it's still really cool for the storyline, all things considered. But just for my entertainment factor, it would have been nice to see like one more, like, you know, fighting character out there. But hey, bro, it happens. my only real complaint about Genesis is nothing to do with actual Genesis. It's everything to do with the Guild House. I really wish they stopped hiring those first 2 days of DJs. I don't care about listening to gamer remixes or dubstep. So like, then neither do the people, because every time if you walk in that back room, no one's in there. But on the last day, they hire Kevin's sister, Tiger Mom Toy, and she plays like the hits. So we was listening to like a bunch of rap, you know, Fiend and Not Like Us. Ooh. You know what I'm saying, all that other good stuff that like you want to hear, like that's going to get people to sing along and jump on the floor. And if you looked at the dance floor, there was a lot of people on there. So take notes, Guild House, take notes. That's all.
Now who are you passing it to?
Oh, I passed it to, I relinquished my turn. I end my turn. I'm going to pass it back to Haz.
Cool. Thanks, TK. Yeah, I had a great Genesis. I don't even really know what to say about it. I thought it was amazing. Traveling to the West Coast, I'm glad it's something I don't do very often, like Charles said. Just traveling and getting away from home, it's harder to do. Just as I get older, I like to stay home, becoming a little bit of a homebody, I guess. But once I get there, I have a blast. I love seeing all the fellas here. Don't get to see everyone a whole lot. I mean, Throne was probably the last time that we were all together, and that was, what, like 4 or 5 months ago, and in the same area. So I love San Jose. Great coffee, great food in that area. Always have a good time, and it was my first time doing a top 8 of Genesis, which was a huge deal. I couldn't believe how nervous I was, because I've walked in that theater a million times. Just to be a spectator and enjoy the games. So walking in that time, it like hit a little differently.
You were so nervous and you were trying to like hide it. It was so like I'm talking like days before it happened, the way you were talking about it. I was like, I talked about it with Vicky, and I was like, man, I like noticed. I was just so surprised. I didn't think you would be that nervous. But you killed it. You guys killed it.
Yeah, it's just I don't get. It's weird because I'm not nervous. Like, oh, I need to. Like, it's not public speaking nervous. It's like I just want to do a good job. Like, because I care. And it's good that I feel that way because not many events make me feel that way anymore. So I thought that was cool because it was like a new milestone for me. And doing something I'd never done before. And it just kind of felt, I don't know, Genesis is really important. I wanted to do a good job. And shout out to Marcus, because I kind of stole a page from Gavin's book where I was messaging Marcus the night before for advice and what I thought about stuff and what he thought about stuff. So we were talking a lot, actually, the morning of about the bracket and what's important and the storylines and all that stuff. So shout out to Marcus for just being great to talk to about that stuff. And shout out to, dude, shout outs to Smashers App, man. I fucking love Smashers app. It saves me so much time. You can pull up head to heads. Like, okay, so Lugi was in top eight. How many times has Akola played against Lugi? Zero. How many good Luigis has Akola played against, and what's his head to head against them? So easy to find and figure out. So obviously there's a lot of Raru data that came into that and all this other stuff, which was super cool. I love it because not just like is it easy on Smashers app to figure out storylines and head-to-heads and all that stuff to keep me informed as a caster. But it let me do more stuff. Like, dude, I watched so much Akola versus Hurt just because that's what I anticipated happening in winner's finals. It was just statistically likely. And I'm really glad I did because it happened twice and I felt really prepared to cast those sets, which I think is so important because it's going to be a longer set, obviously. And if casters don't have the knowledge or the energy to bring to it, it's going to fucking suck. And I'm really glad that I tried hard. I was a try hard. And I think a part of that, Charles, is because I was nervous. So very happy with how the weekend went. Obviously very happy to cast with Vicky and with you, Charles, the day before. And Mars Bars, like, it just had a lot of good commentary, Snorlax. But especially Vicky on that last day. She's kind of like the first person I really cast with in an out of region event. If you guys saw the tweet from CEO, like 2016, yeah. I think. Yeah, it was my first out of region ever. And randomly her and I got paired together, like, because neither of us were anybody at all at that point. And we randomly got paired. I'm like, who the hell is this? And she didn't know who I was either. But we've been really good friends since then. And
now look at y'all.
What's up?
Now look at y'all.
I know. Yeah, who would have thunk, right? So it was very nice. It was a very, like, full circle moment for me. So it was cool. I had a great Genesis is what I'd say. So, Big Gav?
What's up?
What is up? You tell me.
Yeah, I was trying my best to prepare as much as possible for this event. I obviously care a lot, and I really like what TK said about how this Genesis had like a different air, because I actually agree, because I've been going to Genesis since Genesis 3 was my first one. So it's been a long time, and just it's always very tense. And I said this last week before we left for Genesis that I feel like I always kind of crumble under the Genesis intensity, at least a little bit. And I mean, you can see it with a lot of those sets. They're very intense, lots of emotions. So yeah, I tried really hard. I studied a lot. Some people might be surprised. I usually don't watch a lot of VODs or look at my bracket too much, but I did all of that. I prepared for as much as I could. And I, you know, did a lot of exercise. I got a lot of groceries and like, I was just super try hard, like Haz just said. And honestly, I expected to do much better than I did. I expected to probably win, but I did not. I lost to Paul again. I played Paul for the first time when I was in Florida for Cirque in the Invitational. And I lost him 3-1 again. That matchup is becoming a big pain. But I ended up having a decent run to top eight. I beat a couple people I haven't beaten in a while or ever, which was cool. But I think I could have prepared a little bit more for top eight itself. But other than that, I put a lot of effort into it. And I think it's building some good, like, new habits, I guess. Shouts to Zomba. Very proud of Zomba for making it all the way to top eight and then all the way to third. I was very impressed. And yeah, I mean, I wish Searp and Jackal could have made it. I think they could have made big changes to the bracket itself if either of them or both of them showed up. I think things could have been really different. But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of more curious as to what you guys think about some of my matches, because I actually didn't see you guys too much. Because that Saturday is like a really, really busy day. By the time I saw you guys was because I had just finished playing against Gluto and you guys were done for the day, because that was like the last thing of the day. So same thing, like when I finished up my matches on Saturday, I had to like check back and figure out what happened in the bracket. Like that night when everything is all said and done, like that's how I found out, okay, this player lost here, this player won here, this is why this is happening in top eight. I was like, where's Spargo? Where is Light? Like, I was like, where is everyone? Where's Sonic?
Light was back in Connecticut by the time you were looking for him.
That is true. That's pretty crazy.
My lucky trade, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. I've done my fair share of the surprise red eye flights on Saturday. It was chaos and it was very intense, but I think I was able to bounce back a little bit from my winner's bracket loss because of all the effort I put into like staying in control, if that makes sense. I think I very easily could have done a bit worse if I didn't put all that extra prep into the event. So yeah.
Bro, you could have gone you lost to Paul for, that was before quarters, right? So 17th. You could have gotten 17th too, bro.
Yeah.
You could have gotten 17th. I turned on the stream. I hadn't been watching for a little bit.
Yeah.
You were on stream. I'm like, Sephiroth, Rosa, okay. Like, Rosa's at like 150. Okay, down smash. I mean, he sucks sometimes. Like, it is what it is. Like, it didn't go. And then I saw for a moment this, like, Gavin's going to overthink trying to take this last stock and he's going to lose this game.
Yeah.
It's not going to just be, what, hello?
What?
Hello?
We got a theme song?
Hey, we got a theme.
Hit it.
It's not just going to be the.
That was my brain.
Your brain on Sephiroth.
It's not,
I got a different song in mind for that.
Like 2 million back airs in a row or like anything like that.
I don't think
he's gonna overthink it and he's just gonna die and it's gonna be like, but then I saw your reaction after you lost that game and I was like, bro is really about to be out. And then you were just head on the table, head down. I was like, oh no, it's cooked, man. And then the game started and I was looking at the gameplay and I was like, honestly, somebody just messaged me and they were like, is bro okay? And I was like, I think so. like even though he's like being really emotional and reacting that way, and like it's obvious that Genesis is getting to him, the gameplay shows me that he's probably gonna be okay. And once he won that Rosa set, I was like, okay, you're probably in a really good spot to still make top eight, which is hard, man. Like making top, like think about all the people who didn't make top eight at this event. Like it is extremely difficult to make top eight at a Genesis. So, and this is your second year in a row, right?
Third
year in a row.
Yeah.
Golly,
that is very hard to do. Like that was insanely hard to do.
My main takeaway was how, just watching you grow as a competitor, your mental in this Genesis, especially because Genesis has been, not in the last 2 years, but has been a mental barrier for you, and you had some tough. Dude, back against the wall against a Rosa, down 0-2, and you go Diddy. That was looking tough. I was happy that you were stubborn and you were right in your character choice, because you're like, I'm just going to go with Diddy Kong and just beat people, because that's like one of your philosophies. Is like, that's just what you're going to do sometimes. I'm glad that worked out. I'm glad that paid off for you. You had a couple of tough other sets, like Karama at some point in the past was giving you a hard time, and he was playing super hot this weekend. He's bringing it like game doubles, five. I don't think he ever took a set, but it was getting close. He's closing the gap is a better way to say it.
Yeah.
Thank God the camera wasn't on you when I said that. And he won doubles this weekend. Shout out to my goat, Karama.
Luis and Karama are becoming a doubles force.
Dude, Luis was emotional after
that,
by the way.
That's like their second big win, I think, or something.
In a row, I think.
I think they just started teaming, yeah.
Y'all are all being nice. I need it. I don't care about your Sephiroth, bro. That shit has to go away. Like,
oh yeah.
I'm going to be so honest, bro. I don't believe in that character. And you're like, oh, you were stubborn in your character. He was stubborn in playing Sephiroth because after the first game, even though the second game was looking good, I realized I watched the end of that game and I was like, he's at like, I forgot your opponent was at like 120. You were like 30. And I was like, he's going to lose. Like, I just, like, you don't really have like a guaranteed I can win the game the way that you have with Diddy. Like, I've seen you make amazing comebacks with Diddy. I've seen you absolutely close games out with Diddy. And so when you swapped to Diddy, I was like, thank God. And the fact that you had to reverse 3-0 him, I'm actually a little upset. You would have just won if you I think he would have just won on the Diddy, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
It's like, it's hard to say with stuff like that because if you go into a bad matchup and you have a character that does better on paper, if you do it the other way around and like the character that does better on paper loses, it's a lot more relieving for you to go your better character because you're just like, well, this character isn't working. Like, I'm just going to lock in and play my character. But if you like went into it with Diddy Kong, you lost game one or something like that. If that happened, we don't know. But you lost game one, then it's like, do I go Sephiroth? Okay, I try Sephiroth. And then if you lose game one and two, then you're like, Diddy didn't work. Sephiroth didn't work. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do?
I would just like to believe in him more, not tweak. Not just Sephiroth. Like, I imagine if anyone was going to play Sephiroth in front of me, I'd rather it be Tweak. But like, I just do not believe in that character. Like, I felt like the shortcomings just showed up. So
I don't believe in him either.
It showed up so apparent at the end of that second match, and I was just like, damn, dude. Like, he really wasn't Lee. And I was like, well, how does Sephiroth get a guaranteed kill that is like safe for him to do that he can like fish for? And there was no answer. Like, you literally do not have something like that. Like, you know, you have your up tilt, sure, but like, that's laggy. You have back air, that's laggy. You don't really get anything off of grabs after a certain percentages, whilst Diddy Kong is able to fish for certain things, or at least has a safer game plan of turning something into a stock. And I was like, damn, bro. Like, I would have, he got the W. So I ain't, but I was just like, after the second game, I was believing the second game. I was like, oh shit, he win it. Like, this shit really working. And then it just stopped working. And I was like, I'm never believing again.
I think we had talked about it after, and I think I've been your Sephiroth's strongest soldier for like the longest time.
Thank God this is over. Don't think
I am any ex, like Cloud, ex soldier. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out. I'm not doing that anymore.
He's on our side now.
I am. Yeah. I just believe in you as a player.
That's it.
And I know if you like a character, you're going to fucking make it work. But this character, like TK said, like, what is the clutch factor for Sephiroth, man? And like, he's like anti-clutch, where you need to be losing before you start winning, which is so stupid. Like, I don't know. So I'm glad. Sorry. So to bring it all the way back, I'm glad you went Diddy Kong. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you were like, I'm just going to win with a better character. Shout out to good French Rosa, right? Popo.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Good run by that player, by the way. Yeah,
I had played them before at the Gommel I won recently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Did you lose to him?
I beat him.
Okay, but with
you and Diddy, they made a lot of. They got a lot better specifically recently.
Okay.
But here's the thing: I'm actually kind of fresh off a loss to DeBuzz at LMBM, and I lost with Diddy Kong. 3-1
mm-hmm.
And I studied this set after the fact. It wasn't even like a Genesis prep. I was just studying it after the loss with Jackal. We watched the whole thing. I think Aaron might have been around at some point too. And we came up with a lot, but we still understood that the matchup is pretty bad. So, and here's the thing. When I lose, I'm much more inclined to go Sephiroth because I'm in a bad mood. To put it simply.
You're cranky.
Yeah. So I wanted to play the better matchup, and I was a little pouty. Let's be honest. But the reason I was able to win reverse 3-0 was actually because of the things I learned from the VOD review, I think. To put it frankly, though, I think I deserve to lose that set even with Diddy Kong. I think they could have easily capitalized on a couple things of Diddy Kong just kind of sucking in the matchup, but they didn't do it quite enough. But I still did some things well that I wasn't previously aware of. So that's what helped there. And then I played like Shiny Mark and Gluto, and those people beat me at the Luminosity Invitational, and I managed to 3-0 both of them. So that was good. I was just relieved. I was tired. I was happy to make top eight. I saw my top eight bracket, and it looked really, really hard, but I just wanted to do my best. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought my set with Shiny Mark was a little strange, and then I thought my set with Gluto was just like kind of clutch, I guess.
Yeah,
I wasn't able to see any of your. I saw the set against the Bowser Jr. player.
Yeah, which
I had no, you know,
Madara.
No, he was like a local Bowser Jr. player, like the. I was just sitting at the stage and he was playing some Bowser. It's like it started with a W or something.
Yeah,
and,
that's right. Yeah, that's his tag. Wadara.
Oh, I thought you said with Dara, and I was like, no, like not like Dara Gar, but like there was another Dara. No, yeah, Wadara. So
Wadara's the player name.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw that set, and like I had no like idea. I had no thought in my mind that you were gonna lose, but I did think that the crowd was getting to you for a quick second because they were being hella annoying and like. Like I was like, I know you well enough to know like, oh, this might not go well. But overall, like, you know, you held it down. You know, that's a character that you were known for a long time. So I'd be very hard pressed to see you like actually, I guess, lose to.
I was kind of nervous. That they can't.
You were? Yeah. Okay.
I recently played Yoda like a couple times, and Bowser Jr. has been a kind of annoying, mostly because of their defense, actually, like at like full hop height. / a little below full hop height.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, like Diddy Kong just doesn't have to lose. So it's all right. But yeah, I tried to build some good karma for that set because I, in fact, did not crash out on the crowd.
This usually ends with him crashing out on the crowd.
But in my head, I did. I told myself I just got to focus on my next match because if I crash out, it'll be very fun, but I will lose somewhere in top 64. So instead, I just focused on making top eight and it kind of worked. So
I think it did work out. We saw a couple melee crash outs actually on the other side. You see June Bug went crazy. I don't know if you guys saw that. That was a W crash out though. I was down with that.
That was such a W crash
out. Crashing out three times.
Yeah. And he still won with DK against Sheik.
W.
Okay. Crashing out rules, dude. Just
dude. Sometimes you just gotta let it out, you know?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. But
well,
I was happy. I think the best thing I got out of this weekend was I have been studying Wario versus Diddy Kong so much, more than anything else. And Gluto is like my favorite player. Wario is like, I kind of want to get into this Wario specific thing later on, but yeah, I Gluto's is like my favorite player, awesome guy. Like we always have very close sets, and I didn't want to, you know, I would rather have been in like playing him in like top eight or something, but it is what it is. Also, his run was fantastic. He had to beat like Game & Watch and Steve. Yeah, I don't know how that's possible. I don't know how he can do that like in a row. I don't get it. In my head, that's not doable. He beat Anon, Mia. That's not even the first time he's beaten Mia, so it's even more impressive that this is like attacking on victories kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I've been playing Wario my whole life, and that shit don't make sense. How is he doing this with Wario in 2025? I don't get it. But yeah, he had a fantastic run. It's unfortunate that the bracket just stayed that difficult for him. It's like Steve into Game Watch into Luigi, because Luigi's not easy for Wario either. It's not. It's actually kind of stupid. So yeah, it's unfortunate that we had to play for 9. But
Yeah, I was going to say, though, like, that is one part of your bracket. I think that we saw Spargo, Light, like, so many great top players fall. Sonics not make top eight in those areas. And yeah. I think a big part of it, too, and Charles and I talked about this a lot because, and we'll get into our predictions later, but Charles predicted Shiny Mark to make top eight, which I think is a great a great call. That's a pretty good bet. And he didn't make top eight. And a part of it was, and against you, we noticed he wasn't playing that on point. Like, he was dropping, like, the Nair drag downs, like no grab after, and no attack loops, SDs. No anything. Like, he dropped a lot of stuff. And I think Genesis, something that isn't talked about enough is there's so many difficult matchups back to back to back to back. Like, you're talking about Glutos run, right?
Yeah.
By the time he's fighting you for top eight, I don't know how much he has left in the tank. I don't know. Yeah. Shiny Mark told us that he ran out of gas against you. Like, that he just playing a tournament for that long, like, it's so difficult to get that far. And to keep it going at that full steam. And I do think character plays quite a bit into that. Like, you think of Shiny Mark, especially the way he plays Pikachu, he's in for a lot of longer matches.
Yeah.
He has to hit all of his stuff or the character's not worth it. Same with Gluto. Wario's not a super easy character. If you miss a waft or you miss conversions or you miss an edge guard, you mess up a recovery, you're just dead. Like, it just happens. So you think of who made top eight, especially through winners, and then who made it through losers. And I just think tournament stamina is really something to talk about and think about a lot, specifically for Genesis or P-tiers in general.
I think it's a really good point, because my set before Shiny Mark was it had to be the winner of Shiny Mark and Toriguri, and the games were just taking forever, and there was a lot of tense situations, and
it was four games, but Shiny Mark was saying the TG match almost went to time every single game.
Yeah.
And it's like, can you blame both of them?
Fighting for his life. Like, Toriguri was like, it was clear that, like, the outcome was going to be like a loss, but, like, he was just refusing to die. He was chipping away. Like, it was like respect. Like,
yeah. That's his number one thing as a player, in my opinion, is that he doesn't care. Like, he's just always going to do it. Like,
yeah.
I think he's won and lost so much with Banjo, he realizes, like, it doesn't matter. This is what I have to do. If I want to win, I got to lock in and just try to time you out.
He took advantage of the character weight and the ground speed really well. Like, he was just outrunning T-Jolts at some point, which was very, very cool. I don't know. I've gotten ninth place at Genesis a handful of times, like three or four times. And it's been in the same way, where I get to quarters and I lose twice. And I don't think it's a coincidence to run out of gas at the same spot. Like,
the end of day two, right? The most
intense. Saturday is a marathon. Yeah. It's not easy. Sets that would probably take less energy, take more because of the crowd. And like, it's just way more intense. And it's kind of like getting dehydrated without noticing when you're like exercising or it's hot outside. You know what I mean? Like, you expect to be in a scenario where you expect to have more, and then you realize, like, oh snap, I don't have anything left in the tank. And it catches you off guard. And I think that's a big thing as a competitor to practice, that like you hear all the time. I try to preach this on my stream all the time, is like, people are always asking, like, oh, how do I deal with my nerves, or I'm never playing my best. And it's like, you probably never will play your best ever. I've never played my absolute best for a whole bracket. It's not possible. Like, raising your floor rather than trying to like reach your ceiling kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that is the type of thing that wins Genesis, not like magically waking up on Saturday and playing your best. Like, I would rather work on that than like, you know, hoping for a miracle. And I think, you know, if we look at Hurt's character and Hurt's play style and how much we've been seeing him lately, like, I can see why he would win Genesis, you know what I mean?
Yeah
so. I guess that's a good natural transition to
I have a couple more points on the stamina thing, and it actually involves Leo, which we could go into this as a topic if you guys want to, but I just, things that would have changed the bracket before we kind of deep dive into the top eight or top 32 is Leo being at a tournament like Genesis is very important, even if he's only like a 10th seed, which is like only 10th seed. Like, 10th seed's amazing, obviously, but we're talking about the GOAT MK Leo, so it's like lower for his standards, right? So even him being a lower seed, these are the types of tournaments that Leo thrives in. He has the most amount of Genesis championships, obviously, in Ultimate. I mean, I could look it up or whatever.
Period,
I should have
looked period,
it up.
But I think.
I think it's period, yes. Yeah. Like across all games. So this guy's literally Mr. Genesis. And one of the big things that I think Leo is so, so good at are like very practical solutions in having stamina. Because to me, those are like the baseline fundamental things that you need to win an event like Genesis. Because Genesis is nuts in a way because it's international talent. So you're fighting all these players in all these different regions. And then it's like top 200, top 128. You're fighting matches in terms of skill level that is at like a regular S tier or whatever, and that's like top 32. You start fighting those that early.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it's like the Genesis pressure itself. So then that stacks on top of that. So not only is the volume of sets more, but each, like the amount of energy each set takes is more. Now, also time in, we're in 2025. Everyone's trying to time you out at go for the most part. I mean, I'm being serious. Like the amount of stamina
time you out needed, and kill you in one hit simultaneously.
Right. The amount of stamina you needed for Genesis 6 is not the same as Genesis X2. I'm going to just put it that way. Everyone was just holding W, running at each other. And it's just like, who's going to fuck each other up more? And that's kind of it. And like that, I mean, even when you look at the result, that's why a player like Void got second at that Genesis, because I mean, like when a new game drops, players like Void are very strong. And it's like, you want to run and fight Void, fucking good luck. He is going to do way more damage than you're going to do. Right. Like that's just the type of player he is. So even thinking, and even in that environment, Leo still won Genesis 6.
Yeah. So we've talked about it before. He's so present in the moment. It's like his best skill. He knows what he needs to do currently to win. He doesn't care about 2 months ago. He doesn't care about 2 months from now. And it's like the Ike pick was like so genius.
Yes, it was insane.
So like we've talked about this a million times where it's something I admire Leo for specifically. And he was my pick for top eight when we had to make a bet on a person that wasn't seeded to make top eight necessarily. Because like, he's just so calm and collected and present in the moment. And for something like Genesis, I think you need that even more so than usual. Mm-hmm. And it's been like something I've had I think my skill set is the exact opposite.
Correct. I agree.
I'm always focused on the future and like the long term. And sometimes it can be a flaw, but I tend to believe in it. And like, it's kind of my focus. I mean, B and I talked about this pretty extensively when I was traveling home and when I got home, just for the future and all this and talking about Genesis. And whenever I lose, I tend to try to reinvent the wheel rather than like improve it. I think it's gotten me really far, but it also is a difficult thing. Like, you know, I start experimenting with a new character and I start to do a lot of extreme things rather than, you know, keep it going with what I'm currently doing. Like I'm way more likely to tear something down and rebuild than to improve what I have. Like it's just always how I've been. I think it keeps people on their toes and it makes me a confusing opponent, but it's a conversation I was having with B pretty extensively. And it kind of led to a bunch of different ideas, but
I mean, there's a reason why people go to your stream and ask for also, hey, yo, is this character coming back? Is this character coming back? Well, they don't do that in other top player streams. Like, nah, just like they don't go to light stream and like, oh, you bringing this character? Nope, he plays Fox like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
guys, you know. I ask Gavin to play another character every time I see him, bro.
Hey,
remember that? I'm like, hey, remember that one time you played Roy? Like,
hey, I was thinking about it recently.
Playing Roy?
No, I just, as far as the tournament stamina stuff goes, like, yeah, I mean, that's. I haven't competed in a long time. The last Genesis I entered was Genesis 9. Like, genuinely, like, from, I'd say, like, Genesis 5 to, like, 9. Like, whenever I do compete, it's just, like, can I make it out of pools? And then when I make it out of pools, I'm like, all right, I've done everything I need to do. So, like, almost, if you look at all my results from, like, any tournament, it's always been he's made it out of pools, and then he immediately loses. And I just don't care anymore. But, like, it was just to know that I could still make it out of pools more often than not. And then, yeah, but, like, I know I'm not, like, going to be on my top player ish anytime soon or ever again, but it's just, you know, I had to fight the allegations commentators can't play, so
true.
Hey, let's go.
But I do think that applies to commentary too, like real quick, because you don't want to, as Marcus said, you know, Saturday, and Gavin said Saturday is so busy for all of us in so many ways. You got, you know, you open the day 10 o'clock, you have an hour and a half of pools, but then you're also closing. It's like, how do you spend your day? How do you stay like in touch with the game and like all that stuff? Yeah. And that's part of the reason why you can't find us, Gavin, during the day. To be honest, usually I'm watching or like I'm studying other shit or looking at the bracket or trying to like keep up with the upset. Like that's part of the job, like keeping up with the upsets, saying what they are on stream. Like, oh shit, hey, this Genesis is going by the books. We got Spargo in winners. You know, we got Paris. We got Gavin in winners, whatever. We say, hey, crazy upsets all day at Genesis. Here's what they are, right? And you got to stay plugged in. And it's something I've always said is that you need to like bring the vibes of being at the tournament to the people at home, because that's always what I've wanted out of commentary. But dude, it's a lot. And like back, and I know TK and Charles get this too. When you do compete and you want to compete and do well, and you also commentate, it's fucking exhausting, bro. It's
impossible.
You will fail at one of them. Or like Gavin said, maybe you wake up and you play the best you ever have that day or something. And then there's also a good chance if you try to play and then commentate, you played like shit. I don't want to talk about this fucking game. Like, there's no way. This game sucks. Like, this is terrible. Like, now I'm in a bad mood. Or you go to cast and you suck at casting. You're like, that was horrible. Like, chat's lighting me up. This sucks. Now I got to go play and think about it. It sucks, man. Like, there's endurance or like, I think just in general, like balance to everything. And as TK said, like what your expected result is and like setting appropriate goals is a good thing. And then just not burning out and doing bad at the stuff you really care about. So it's applicable in all facets of not just Smash, but like life as well, I would say. So very wise, TK.
Wise.
Very wise. So, wise.
I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about this on the podcast, but I don't even know exactly how I'm going to say it, but especially because TK's here and TK's like my number one Sephiroth hater. Which is
in the building reporting for
dude. I don't know, man. I think it's Chuck, bro.
It sounds like a Chuck. Bad thing, but he is looking out for me in a way. So yeah. I just noticed like it feels like if you really want to, like for something like Genesis, you can't just win like you're not going to win in a traditional way. Like, you know what I mean? It's not going to go perfectly. It's not going to be smooth. Like, it's going to be chaotic. Like in our heads, like there's always a way to like, oh, if you fight this character, pick this character, it's a counter pick, blah, blah, blah. But like the more the years go by and the more I see brackets unfold, it just feels like you can only win. Like you can't win with your brain. You can only win with your heart. Like, it sounds so corny, but like you have to play with your heart and you have to pick the character that your heart aligns with. And some people are lucky and their heart aligns with Steve from Minecraft, and that's cool and all, but my heart aligns with Diddy Kong, and there is one other character that my heart aligns with, and I haven't been playing that character.
Wario.
Donkey Kong?
It is Wario. I don't think there is any character that my heart truly aligns with in Ultimate. Some people might think otherwise, but that's probably because there's like more of a spectator. Because it's not PT. I know you're already typing this in the comments.
Hey, yo, PT's coming back.
I know you're typing this in the comments, but PT was an experiment. And it went farther than I thought it would.
PT was a freak accident, all right?
It was a freak accident, genuinely.
PT fits you well, though, because it did. Not anymore. Yeah. No. You're a big Pokemon guy, first off. All right. I know, How many hours shiny hunting do you have? All right. You're not a Gen 1-er, though. Okay. Not so, like, one-er. That's like a strike.
I like the Gen 1 starters. I do.
They're still the best. Shouts to Phil. and you're such a well-rounded player that being able to play multiple characters like fits like that fits your vibe. But yes,
I think the initial thing of PT fits his vibe, because the initial vibe was like, oh, it's three characters, it's complicated. Oh, you can counter pick which guy for which situation because you have different weaknesses.
Really. It's not complicated.
And then it's like,
the
surprise, it's actually super simple and they all have the same weakness. So
that's why I played them though, because I kind of thought so. But
we all thought so at the beginning, yeah.
So I thought it would be simple and I thought the character could do even better. And I guess I was right, but that's what I think. I think my heart only aligns with Diddy Kong and Wario. And I don't think any other one. I think Sephiroth aligns with my brain. Does this make sense at all?
You like shitty options?
Sure.
Huh?
I mean,
you like shitty options.
So when I was playing Smash 4, based on the characters I played, which was a lot of Cloud, like I started getting really good results with Cloud. So in my head, I thought I was a sword guy. It was all about like me and MK Leo, blah, 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 rivalry. So in my head, I was like, oh, me and Leo are sword guys. I was like, that's what we are. And then as the years went by and Ultimate comes out and I have all these experiences with other characters in Smash 4 too, I had this harsh realization that I'm like not a sword guy. But I always wanted to think I was deep down still. I don't know. And so I would play Roy and I played Sephiroth. I played a little bit of Cloud and Crom. And I thought it was like a nice backup plan if I needed to win. But then, especially when Diddy Kong, Wario, like when that comes around, I realized that like I'm not a sword guy. And a lot of that is like where that sword character rant came from a few weeks ago.
Oh, when you were crashing out about sword characters? I was like,
be careful, we're getting close.
Yeah, so like there's like a deep cut, I guess, of the truth about that. But but yeah, like my heart in Ultimate only aligns with Diddy Kong and Wario. So I'm thinking about playing Wario again.
But the it's thing better that, than fucking Sephiroth, please God.
But the annoying thing about
is he
Wario for what?
Yeah, exactly. For what?
It's what not about for? What it's for. Like that's what I'm getting at. It's like, you know, I gotta play with my heart, bro.
I think too.
I kind of feel you.
Cause like I we'll see where hopefully this will make sense the more I ramble, but like the annoying thing though about going back to playing characters I used to play or playing a new character is mostly like I get kind of irritated when I get like the Twitch comments or the YouTube comments or like something where they like ask questions or say something like, cause I want to like, I just want to experiment. I want to do it and I don't want to be bothered too much. Cause then like sometimes I get deterred and I just kind of stick to my usual stuff just cause I don't know. They'll be like, hey, Spargo thinks this Cloud experiment is stupid. I'm like, okay. And I just like want to like do it off stream. You know what I mean? Like, so we'll see. I really want to VOD review all of Gluto's stuff from Genesis, especially his like Victoria stuff, which was a lot of sets.
Yeah.
We'll see. But that was kind of my thing. I think that was my weird takeaway from this Genesis of just like you can only win with your heart, and some people are lucky that their heart is Mr. Game & Watch.
Can I give a buck?
I don't know if that's bro's heart. That man played Mr. Game & Watch. Steve. Okay. And Rob.
He played Rob. Think, hold on.
Yeah. I think he might just.
I don't think he has a heart.
Winning is
Gavin.
In his heart.
That heart is winning. I don't think
he has a heart.
No, he does, bro. He does.
Gab, I think.
Are we talking about Mia?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Mia's bro. That guy's in it. He's in it for the.
That's
for the
what
w,
I love
bro.
About yeah. Mia.
I can't. I don't. I've never seen Mia smile on that stage, bro. Like. I've never seen a happy Mia up there. He's like, oh god.
He only smiled when he said, "Play more Smash, mate." That's all. The only time he smiled.
The only time he smiles is when he smirks, and we all know why.
Dude, I love the Mia smirk.
He's got a good smirk.
I love that shit, dude. Mia's raw as fuck. Anything for the W. Let's go.
From what I've seen in Ultimate and what I know about you, I don't really care who secondary is, and I think as time goes on, I believe this more and more. We've seen it from players like Gluto. We've seen it from Gluto has beaten Mia. He's beaten Steve's. Light yep. has beaten Mia. Light has beaten Ice Climbers.
Light's doing fantastic against Mia, actually.
Yes. And I think that bad matchups everyone. Exist in this game, but they'll never be like Brawl Ganondorf ever again. And I think on paper, going Sephiroth against Rosa was the right call. But yeah. In reality, the right call was going Diddy Kong. And I think that solo characters win a lot. Solo characters just won Genesis, and second place was a solo character, and third place was a solo character. And T only went Pac-Man once, and you beat Pac-Man with Diddy Kong. I don't know, like what these secondaries. I don't know, man. I might be Diddy Kong's strongest soldier.
After oh, if it's just weekend. Solo Diddy,
you are not Diddy Kong's strongest soldier.
I am now. I you didn't even know his birthday. That's enough.
I think it's definitely solo Diddy angle. At this point,
I mean, I usually say that pretty often, but I like having things on the side to entertain me at the bare minimum.
I will say that's valuable to play other characters and get perspective and like try. Like, I think that's valuable. That's great. Yeah.
I never regret anything I've ever tried. Even if I don't win with them in tournament or don't use them in tournament enough, I think people need to understand that I try to see the benefit of everything. Like,
yeah, that's good.
I will never regret selecting Sephiroth. Like, I just don't. I know he sucks. I know I shouldn't use him, but there's something to gain from it if you really tried to think about it. I don't know.
It's like stubbing your toe. There's something to gain from that.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you have fun with the character, like, you also play the game to enjoy the character or enjoy the fact that Sephiroth is even in the game. There's a lot of smaller charms.
Smash
that...
6, when Sephiroth is good,
I will be
the most prepared to win with him.
He's still insanely cool. Like, still, like, the coolest character in the cat. Dude, we literally watched his reveal trailer before Top 8.
Yeah. We were looking at our reactions to some of the characters that got added. I don't know. That's I don't want anyone to overreact to the Wario thing, but I mean, it's just a feeling. I mostly care about what Charles and Marcus think about this because they've known me that long. Has to, but you already kind of spoke on it the most.
Whatever, man.
That's not what I meant. Well,
you also care about his opinion, but if you tell him, then his ego gets too big, so you have to word it like this. I understand.
No,
I know he cares the most.
I've had two long-term coaches in Smash, and you guys are both right here. And like, when I get really vague and ambiguous with my Smash talk, I feel like it. I would mostly want to hear your responses. And I think those two characters are like the only true characters I really, really know. Like truly. Yeah.
I think
I don't think Wolf counts. Wolf doesn't.
I was about to say, hold on, bro.
I don't even recommend Wolf. Not on my recommended.
I know it. I know.
When you said in your heart of hearts, it's only Wario, I was like, that man loves Wolf O'Donnell, but I'm not gonna say it.
I do. I do.
But now that you said it, yeah, you love Wolf O'Donnell.
He's close. Yeah, but I just don't know if he's brain or heart. There's a key difference.
No, when you picked him, it was definitely brain.
With
a good amount of heart. There was a good amount of heart. But that, back then, you were making some brain decisions back then.
Yes.
So for me, I think you're at your strongest when practicality meets your like complex tech. Like, you know how you're talking about how you think Leo is very in the moment, very practical, that's his biggest strength, and you're the opposite, right? Yeah. I think when you can dial in, you can use practicality to enhance your strength, because you can take tech, and every time I talk to you about tech, it's not about the actual tech. I mean, when I was like your coach and I was way more studied, and I would say like my knowledge was at least close to like what you had in the game, because I was actively studying tech and all that stuff, I liked talking about the tech. But my favorite part about tech, and this is always my favorite part about tech, is the practicality. Because I don't give a fuck about like, oh, you can do this triple backflip 360 no scope and it's 3 fucking frames to do it, but you got to do it 9 times in a row and then you can do this. It's like, all right, dude, well, we're not doing that. All right, we're human beings and we're fucking playing on these game, like we're playing a fucking party game for Nintendo. All right, like, chill. Okay, like, we're not going to be doing all that. Now, what can Smash players in tournament actually do? And that's what I'm interested in. And then we know who the technical players are. So even when Gavin's talking to me about it, it's like, okay, I'm talking with one of the most technical players in the world. So I want his opinion on like, okay, you grind this for a week, X amount of hours, make a schedule. Like, when is this practical in tournament? Because that's the only time it matters, right? Like, you can do this in friendlies all day. If you can cause you electric zero to death to your friends, your homies in friendly matches, that's really cool. But if you can't do it like Riddles in tournament, then it don't fucking matter, right? Like, you're just going to get sauce. So to me, finding the practicality of it is always the number one thing that you should do. And I think it also applies to characters, where, because my only thing when I think about Wario that I worry about, it's like, man, Gluto kind of looking like he only getting like one or two of those a set, you know, one of those like crazy waft openings and stuff. And he's so seasoned with the character that he is able to find those opportunities. It's going to be like some weird fucking niche scenario where there's also like a Pac-Man trampoline somewhere in the mix. And then he's just like, oh, actually, if I knew this, and then if the trampoline is there, just obviously I get the two hits of Nair with the hard drift in into the wall. It's like, who the fuck knows how to do that? And it's only Gluto that can do those waft confirms. And even when I think of Gluto versus your Wario was always the more like what you have to do in neutral in the matchup is what you take advantage of. And then Gluto's Wario is like, oh, I can, like, I'm so patient that you might, like, Gluto's so patient because he knows that once he gets that one opening that's very niche in particular, he's going to win the set off of it. So I feel like he before, in early Ultimate, he would just win in. But I think Gluto kind of was in a very similar situation like you, where he was like, well, I can use my weakness to amplify my strength. So it really came down to, now Gluto's known for, like, yes, he's known for the crazy WoW confirms, but I think nowadays he's known more for his neutral and how strong he uses, like, how well he uses the air acceleration and the air mobility of Wario, and, like, how he just never gets hit. He is beating Mia in neutral.
Yeah.
With Wario. And it's Game & Watch. Like, if you know anything about Ultimate, like, that statement in itself just tells you how good Gluto's neutral is. That matchup's super fucked up, and it's, like, really, like, Wario has to make some really hard guesses and get very little out of so many situations in that matchup. Yeah. So I feel like for you, it's finding the practical answer, and I think, to me, Solo Diddy's the practical answer, because we're also getting towards the, we don't know how long this game's gonna last. So it's, like, on top of that, I think there is benefit in playing different characters to get a deeper understanding of all the perspectives and all that other things, but realistically, we don't have that much time. I think you just hone in, and it's to me right now, we're in the phase of, yes, it's still, all these tournaments still matter, right? And I want Ultimate to close off with excitement, you know, and, like, different characters winning, like we have here at Genesis. But I think for the players, and I told a lot of players at Genesis this, I think, the, like, right now, if you're a player, you should be focusing on, like, your routine, your how and what, when and why, like, all that stuff super matters, because the results matter here, yes. But what's more important is going into the next Smash game. I mean, it's not confirmed, but we're kind of assuming going into the next Smash game and really having your routine down. Like, you understanding it, you understanding, like, okay, this amount of hours works for me with my current work schedule and all this other stuff. To me, that's more important. And I think if you just only focus on Solo Diddy and you're like, you know what? You're about to have the craziest, and I know you love doing this with Smash, where you're like, all right, I have this option for characters, and then these characters are meta, but, like, what's the good meta pick and all this other stuff. You're going to have a ton of that when the new Smash game comes out. But I think for now, you can just simplify it, and I'd rather see you focus on other things rather than the character meta and, like, what's a good pick or not, and just be like, fuck it. You know, if I run into certain Diddy matchups that are unwinnable, fuck it, I just lose. Okay, whatever. I'm just focusing on, like, how well I study VODs and how well I improve, and, like, my whole learning process, because at the end of the day, who, like, the most value in any Smash meta, and this is sage knowledge, but it's obvious, it's, like, the first year or two of any Smash game, like, that's the most important. That's when sponsorships give the most amount of money. That's when there's just the most amount of value, and you're going to get the most amount of views on all these Smash VODs, right? Just in a literal term, in times of value, if you could pick when to be the best at a Smash game, it's always in the beginning, because that's when it's the most competitive. That's when there's the most on the line. So I think for players, it's just kind of mastering your craft of learning, right? Like, how well and fast you can learn, because at the end of the day, that's what, like, the people who are on top in the beginning of the game, they have a really good system, and then they also just figure out the game really quick. But to me, the Ultimate is not completely solved, but it's more solved than not solved, right? Like, we know what's strong and we know what's not strong. We don't have to go through that, but yeah, that's my rant. Sorry about that. That was a
one. All good, Mom. I do think it might be a good time. Maybe we talk about Genesis bracket and breakdown and stuff on the Patreon.
Nah, fuck that.
Fuck that. No, what?
I don't get it.
Oh, what the heck? I really want to do that. But for the regular episode, I'm really glad we focused on our own experiences, but especially Gavin's there. Let's do one around the horn, one last shout out. From Genesis, I can go first. Shout out to Riddles, top four in Street Fighter. Very happy to see him do that. He was very pleased with his performance, and even had a positive outlook on how he could do even better. Riddles against Idom, bro. It's a set that I got to watch. Like, how cool is that?
That's cool, bro.
That's so hype. That's so hype. So shout out to my man Riddles. I know he didn't do that well in Smash, but it's impossible to be that godlike in two games, basically, at the same time. What about you, TK?
I'm gonna say shout out Flo. Now, she's always in the background working out, doing cool shit for Genesis, but also big shout out to Riddles, because he's like that. It's nice to see somebody out there, like really doing the multi-game thing, like, well, like, I mean, I get it that he didn't pop off that much, you know, today in Smash, but still getting into, like, what do you got? Top 32 at least, right? What do you place?
And what?
In Smash.
Smash.
You got 65th. Never mind. Well, that's not, hey, he got fourth in that Street Fighter, bro. Hey.
It's not bad at Genesis. 65th at Genesis is good.
If you average them together, he did pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just it's the Genesis call right there. But yeah, just shouts to him as well. And shouts to you, Has, because you did very well on a top four. I didn't stay in the venue after Zomba got out, but obviously I was there for that. And then I listened to the rest at Guild House. So good shit.
Thank you. Chuck?
Oh, shout-outs to the Genesis team, obviously putting on an amazing show. It also feels – I mean, I'm from Hawaii, but since I lived in SoCal for so long, it feels like just, you know, in terms of West Coast tournaments, obviously Genesis is the West Coast tournament, so it's really cool to, you know, be part of the Genesis team, to be just, you know, commentating, or I used to compete in Genesis, the, you know – It's really sick to see the tournament grow as much as it has and stay relevant. And on top of that, it's still going, right? We've lost other tournaments of the scale of Genesis, right? We used to have Evo. I mean, we still got Genesis and SmashCon, and there's some other Japanese tournaments that are starting to get more national presence as well. So love to see that we're getting more tournaments of this scale. And I mean, this is the type of stuff that really keeps so much people invested in the scene. So I want to see it keep going. And obviously the staff of Genesis is the reason why we still got it like that. So thank you. Shouts to the Genesis staff. What about you, Pink?
Yeah. Shout outs to Smash Bros, bro. Yeah.
Clean.
Smash Bros and Rivals, bro. Shout out
to Rivals was very fun.
Metro was mad entertaining. I'm not going to hold you. That was the most fun I had all weekend was watching Rivals, bro. I'm not going to hold you.
The results were crazy.
All three games were good. All three games were fun to watch.
Plup is insane. And Cake is one of the best players I've seen in any game. That dude is very, very good. Yeah. That dude is talented.
He'd be winning.
Wins from some positions that look unwinnable.
He'd be winning games.
That dude is good. I'm like, oh, okay. I think if he played a, like, people always be like, if the Smashers went over to other games, the Smashers would. I think if Cake played any other game, he would be a top player. Like,
absolutely.
That's a compliment, bro. Yeah.
He's very good, yeah. Gav?
I'm kind of with Marcus. I'm just glad I compete for a living. I think I would be very bored and not fulfilled if I wasn't a competitor. I was thinking about this late last night before I traveled. Like, you know, it's very lonely and difficult, but I'm just grateful that I'm able to do this. And I just don't know if I could live life any other way. I'm very competitive and I just have to do it. Thank you to everyone who supports me. Thank you for supporting this podcast. I saw a lot of people with like Tweak Talks merchandise. A lot of people, I took a lot of pictures, talked with a lot of people. Shouts to anyone who talked about the NBA with me or anything like that. It's like always like the small distractions that I think help me play better. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to take Charles' advice to heart for sure. Just focus on improving my routine and just going to try to prepare for all the next tournaments. And thank you so much. Bye.